Well, today we have special permission to have a Mass in honor of praying for Pope Francis on the one-year anniversary of his election. That's why today we're wearing the white vestments instead of the normal Lenten purple vestments. So today we remember to pray for Holy Father, Pope Francis, on his one-year anniversary. We pray that the Holy Spirit will guide him and enlighten him, strengthen him, to help lead the church in the way of holiness and to lead each one of us closer to God. So prayer is so important. In fact, that is the theme of the readings from today's Mass. It is prayer. And now we have to persevere at prayer and never give up on our prayer life. And we see a great example of this in Queen Esther. I encourage you to read about Esther from the book named after her in the Old Testament. She was an incredible, virtuous, very courageous woman, one of the types of our Blessed Mother, a foreshadowing, a woman who foreshadows the courage and strength and power of our Blessed Mother as an intercessor. If you know the story of Queen Esther, she was orphaned, she was raised by Mordecai, and she was very beautiful, and for that reason, she became one of the wives of the king. He did not realize she was of the Jewish faith, and she had been very favored by this king, but then there was an evil man who decided to have a plot against the Jewish people to have them all exterminated. And so on the very next day, as this first reading talks about, the next day, this message was going to go out throughout the entire kingdom to have every Jewish person killed. And so Esther realizes that the whole fate of her nation, the fate of her people, is on her shoulders. And so this is her prayer to Almighty God. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, blessed are you. Notice that our prayer should always begin with praise and honoring Almighty God. Even in the Our Father, which has seven petitions, it first begins with praise. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So we begin first praising God, honoring him. Queen Esther praises the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Blessed are you. And then after we praise the Lord, then we go into petition, intercession. And what does she pray for? She prays that God would give her persuasive words in the presence of the lion to turn his heart towards love of this people, Israel. So we have the petition that the Lord would give her courage and strength to be able to go before the king. Because if one of his wives would approach the king without him asking her to come forward, immediately she could be beheaded. If he did not extend the royal scepter to her, immediately they would come and she would be killed immediately for daring to approach the king without being summoned. So she took her life in her hands for the sake of her people. And so, of course, the story is she does go before the king. He accepts her. She explains what happened, and she saves her people. And the enemies of the Jewish people were discovered, and they were killed by the king. And so she saved her people. So we have this example of prayer, of how to pray, praising God, then asking for wisdom, guidance, courage, and asking the Lord to help. And then finally in the gospel today, again, the same theme of prayer. Ask, it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. In the original Greek language, ask, seek, knock. All those words are in a present, continual sense that the Lord is saying, keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. It again has to do with persevering. Don't stop seeking, don't stop asking, don't stop knocking. Continue. Again, those words in the original language are a continuous phrase. So don't give up praying. Just like St. Monica, never give up 20 years of praying for Augustine. So never give up your prayer. And lastly, God is good. He He is not wicked, he is not evil, he is not cruel. God is a loving Father. And Jesus says, what parent of you would give your son a stone if he asked for a loaf of bread? See, for a young child, a loaf of bread and a stone look the same. They're about the same size and shape. So if your little child, a 3 or 4 year old son, asked for a loaf of bread, you wouldn't be cruel and give him a stone in the shape of a loaf of bread to be cruel towards him, nor would God do that for us. Jesus is saying that God is not cruel. God is a loving Father. He says, what father would give your son a snake if he asked for a fish? See, certain eels were poisonous, so you wouldn't hand your child a poisonous electric eel when he asked for a fish to eat. So then the Lord says, if we who are wicked would not do that to our children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him? So that's what we should remember from today's readings: the importance of prayer, persevering in prayer, and realizing that God is a loving Father. He's not cruel, he's not mean. God is a loving Father, and he wants to give us good things. He wants to give us graces that we need to become saints and to get to heaven.